Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We're in for a gorgeous weekend for the most part. After getting through that steam bath all week, AccuWeather says it looks like we're in for lower humidity and milder temperatures, at least for a few days. Meteorologist John Furyk in the Weather Center to bring us up to speed on it. John?
Yeah, it really looks about as nice as you could ask for in July, at least in terms of the humidity over the next couple of days. It's really low out there this afternoon. Absolutely beautiful as we head into tonight. It's going to be a comfortable night for sleeping. Then tomorrow, we're up into the mid-80s. Humidity may come up just a touch, but overall, it's going to be really nice. Highs in the mid-80s, maybe a pop-up shower north and west of the city, but should be dry at the beaches tomorrow. And Sunday looks good as well. With some sunshine, we're up into the mid-80s, Larry.
Thank you, John. And isn't it funny how we rose to a gorgeous sunny morning, the birds were singing, only to have it doused with news of a major global computer outage. I tell you what, just about every business was impacted. Airports, hospitals, newsrooms, sports shows. I thought Get Up on ESPN was scrambled, but as it turns out, Ryan Clark's suit really did look like a cross between the prom and an usher board number 3 uniform. I digress, but they did have computer problems. It's all because of a security reboot from CrowdStrike, which wreaked havoc all over the globe.
You're likely feeling the impact of a worldwide Microsoft outage. Companies across the board offline, including airlines, with flights grounded temporarily today. Security agency CrowdStrike says it was a software issue not related to a cyber attack. ABC's Aaron Katursky says fire and police systems in big cities also impacted.
Many of them have gone high tech in recent years, and now they're doing something quite low tech, going old school and dispatching police and firefighters using radios and the telephone. So it's pretty rudimentary. That's not going to be crippling to the system, but it could, in some places, slow things down in a way that the public just isn't used to in our kind of immediate response that police have tried to service their communities with.
The White House says President Biden has been briefed on the Microsoft outage and trading for stocks not impacted for major indexes here in the U.S. or around the world. Michelle Franzen, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Around here, the 911 system says the mayor wasn't impacted. However, Memorial Sloan Kettering told us they did have to postpone some surgeries. They have a backup system that kept things from getting too bad. But the airports were crazy and still experiencing delays as reservation systems went down and the long lines at customer service went up. Also today, Governor Hochul gave us an update on the impact of the outage.
Non-emergency services are being impacted as well. Major disruptions have been reported at DMVs across the state of New York. And while the Port Authority isn't impacted itself, the individual airlines are. So everyone should certainly be checking flight information before they head to the airport.
Did she say the DMV? It probably felt business as usual. I mean, it's always slow, Governor. I'm just saying. And while it wasn't a cyber attack, the cyber crooks are sharpening their claws. Did you hear about this? Offering you a fix, wink, wink. Don't buy it, folks. Don't buy it.
Authorities say they've received reports that hackers are exploiting the Microsoft outage, affecting thousands of computers worldwide. A source tells ABC News malicious actors are distributing malware disguised as software fixes. Tony Anscombe works with the cybersecurity firm ESET.
Unfortunately, you know, they'll see the opportunity. They'll be sending out their own method of how you update this and providing their own piece of malware to install instead of using the CrowdStrike solution.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Behind every issue, there is always a crook waiting for an opportunity. Be safe, everybody. We'll keep you posted on these outages. Turning to politics now, President Biden saying it once again, I am not going anywhere. See you on the campaign trail next week. Thank you. President continues to press on in the face of growing calls for him to step down, including new calls today from 6 more members of Congress, bringing the total to more than 24. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries made his stance very clear today.
While in Brooklyn today, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he's backing President Biden.
He's one of the most accomplished American presidents in our history, and he has the vision, I believe, the ability, the capacity, and the track record to make a case to the American people that will result in us being successful in November.
Jeffries also said his party is unified in defeating Trump.
What we've seen coming out of Milwaukee over the last 4 days, which is an effort to try to end Social Security and Medicare as we know it, change the fabric of American society, underinvest in communities like Brownsville, impact the ability for people to participate in elections in a free and fair way. And certainly it's clear that the Republican Party at this point wants to continue to strip away reproductive freedom.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brownsville.
Earlier today, Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillion was on MSNBC's Morning Joe acknowledging the concerns among some members of the party.
We've definitely seen some slippage in support, but it has been a small movement. And you know this. The reason is because so much of this race is hardened already. The American people know that the president is older. They see that. They knew that before the debate. Yes, of course, we have a lot of work to do to make sure that we are reassuring the American people that, yes, he's old, but he can do the job and he can win.
All this as a new AP NORC poll shows that the majority of Democrats believe that Vice President Kamala Harris would make a good president herself.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.